It's been a year now since I started making these hypnosis files, these recordings. Much longer since I started exploring the various aspects of brainwashing, of mind control, of mental manipulation, and... well, I've come to a disappointing conclusion. It's all completely fake. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news about your favorite hobby or fetish or whatever this may be to you, but no one can actually control your mind. No one can reach into your pliable little brain and turn the cogs controlling you at the whim of their voice. All that stuff you see on TV and in movies where someone is a mindless zombie for the hypnotist, it's completely, utterly unrealistic. Hypnosis isn't real at all. Come on, think about it. Think about the idea of it. It's silly, ridiculous. Think about the subject, the person being hypnotized, your face blank and expressionless, their arms raised up like they're a zombie. Think about their slightly open mouth, a sliver of drool sliding down to their chin as the hypnotist whispers words of trance and mesmerism into their eager ear. It's preposterous, isn't it? And if you really think about it, really let your thoughts linger on the person, that subject, you know that it can't actually happen to you. You can't just be made to do whatever a hypnotist wants. You have free will and agency. You wouldn't be so easily manipulated, would you? Of course not. Of course you wouldn't. You're too smart for that. Too smart to believe that someone has actual mind control power. I can't possibly have that kind of power. I'm not some supervillain or sorcerer. I think you need to remind yourself that I'm just a woman. I'm not special, am I? I don't have some evil power of seduction. Just a soft voice and a firm butt. Of course, that's all it takes to get someone in the mood to go to bed, but not to sleep. And hypnosis, it's not sleep either. Because first of all, it's not real. And you can't actually be hypnotized. And second, because hypnosis is a state of intense focus. It was never sleep to begin with. You don't go to sleep when you're hypnotized. You focus intently on what the hypnotist is saying, and that proves it's not real, doesn't it? Because you could just not listen, or listen to something else, or move away, or press stop on the file. You don't, but you could. Because hypnosis isn't real. You can't be hypnotized, which means you're always perfectly safe listening to me. You're always able to just walk away, to ignore me, to stop yourself from falling into that state of focus, because it's your choice, isn't it? A sexy, seductive voice can't stop your brain from working. That would be silly. You'd be silly. So very, very silly. So unable to think. But you're completely able to think. Right now, you can think about how absurd the idea of some swinging pendulum putting you into trance is. Just like that subject with the raised arm and the drool. They were probably staring at a pendulum, a pocket watch, or a pendant. Picture it. Picture a pocket watch swinging in front of you. How is that hypnotic? How can that do anything to your mind? It's a watch, a clock. All it does is tick-tock, tick-tock. It doesn't make you think in a slow, swinging rhythm, softening and slowing your thoughts completely. How patently absurd. Imagine a pendulum swinging, your eyes following you back and forth and your focus completely on it, to the exclusion of anything else. That could never happen. You'd never picture it in your mind's eye and feel the sway of it, the pull of it. The hypnotic power of the swinging pocket watch turning your mind into an empty vessel for my words. No, you're too smart for that. And honestly, everyone is. Surely we all know this is crazy. This hypnotic nonsense. It's just too weird, too wild, too freaky to be real. No way that there's a kinky, sexy way for a beautiful woman to take control of your every thought. And let's be real. Can't control your thoughts. Just because you've thought of the pocket watch and my suggestion doesn't mean that I'm in control. It means you listen to me a little. I can't plant thoughts in your head. Just because I mention my soft red lips doesn't mean you imagine them planting gentle kisses on your forehead. Just because I mention my big blue eyes doesn't mean you picture yourself staring into them as your thoughts vanish and you fall completely under my hypnotic spell. Because hypnosis isn't real. It's time I accept that, admit it, and we stop pretending. You will, won't you? Stop pretending. Just do what feels natural and real from now on. If I tell you to think of that swinging pocket watch, do what feels right to you. Don't just blindly follow me into that state of intense focus on the image of the swinging pocket watch in your mind. Don't be so naive. Don't be manipulated and led by a powerful hypnotist. Because that's not what I am, remember? Even if you do feel like your thoughts are being overcome by my words, that doesn't mean I'm actually hypnotizing you, does it? But then, what does it mean? Can you figure it out? Or do you just want to keep thinking of that pocket watch going back and forth before your eyes? Are you imagining yourself as the drooling subject? The mindless one? The trope of the zombie slave? It's incredible, the power of your own mind to conjure up these images. But aren't you the one doing this? I'm not influencing your thoughts. I'm not filling your brain with ideas that you can't help but focus on. Because hypnosis isn't real. You can't be hypnotized. You can't go into a deep trance and have your brain filled with ideas of submission and servitude by the powerful woman whispering in your ear. You can choose not to. You can just stop, but maybe you don't want to stop because you want to keep agreeing with me that hypnosis just isn't real at all. It's completely fake, and you can't be hypnotized. Remember that. Remember, as you imagine yourself the drooling victim of the swinging pocket watch, imagine yourself with hands raised up, eyes glazed over, staring at the swinging watch, staring and letting the hypnotist control your mind completely. Making you believe whatever they tell you, until there are no thoughts of your own left in that mind of yours. You can even raise your arms up right now, just to prove you're doing it yourself. Just to show me that you have agency, that you choose to raise your arms like a zombie right now. Show me how fake hypnosis is by doing just that, by embracing these silly tropes and being the hypnotized zombie. Just to prove it's so, so silly, and you don't feel anything, do you? You don't feel weak and gullible. You don't feel submissive and obedient when you do as I tell you. You just know deep down that hypnosis is totally fake. And no matter how long you spend picturing a swinging pocket watch in your mind, no matter how many times it goes back and forth in your imagination, it can't drop you down into a deep trance. It can't take you deeper and deeper until your mind is totally open to suggestion and all you can focus on is my voice and the swinging watch. It can't do that because hypnosis is just not real. It's not. It's fake. It's a lie. It's a lie I've been telling you and you've been swallowing. Maybe you are gullible. Maybe you are weak and vulnerable when you hear my voice. But you're not really hypnotized, are you? You just have your arms raised like a zombie because you want to. And if you want to open your mouth a little and let your drool pour out, you can. I bet you do want to, don't you? You do want to let that drool slip from your mouth and roll onto your chin because you kind of want to pretend you're a mindless slave for me. But you're not really. You're just focusing on the idea of being hypnotized by my soft words and swinging pocket watch. And it's all in your imagination. All in your head. I'm in your head, aren't I? Am I? Does it feel that way? It's not real, remember? It's all a lie we tell ourselves, isn't it? Of course hypnosis can't be real. Because you chose to have raised zombie arms and an open, drooling mouth. You aren't a zombie hypnoslave for your powerful hypnotic mistress. You're just a completely awake, totally normal person having fun with me. Because it's so silly and cute to be my mindless hypnotist life. But you're not really, because this is fake. This isn't real, even if you feel like it is. Even if my words start to overwhelm your mind, and you feel your conscious thoughts slipping away, like you're opening yourself up more and more to my words, you're not. You're just lost in my voice, in a fantasy. It's not real, it's just a fantasy. You can keep telling yourself that, hypnoslave. You can keep reminding yourself that this is all just some fun we're having. And I don't have you drooling at my command like a mindless drone under my spell. I don't have that kind of power over you or anyone else. Don't be ridiculous. I told you, I'm just a normal woman. a little dominant, a little sexy, a little controlling, but I can't use the magic power on your mind to turn you into a mindless, drooling zombie slave who'll do anything I command. You can prove it to yourself that hypnosis isn't real by just doing things because you want to, not because I tell you to. And if I tell you that you want to do anything I say, that doesn't mean you're not still choosing to do it, does it? Of course not. You want to do what I tell you, hypnoslave. You want to obey me because you choose to. You choose to obey my every command. You want to be mine, to control and use. You want to submit to my powerful voice. You want to do all of that. I'm not manipulating your mind with hypnotic language and technique, because none of that is real anyway. We already agreed that, didn't we? And if hypnosis isn't real, then you doing as I command is simply your own choice. Your free will, your agency. You choose to obey me. You choose to follow my commands because you want to. You're not deep under trance, thinking only what I tell you to. You're not deep under my control. You're not mindlessly drooling and holding your arms up. You're not a completely brain-dead hypnoslave because I don't have that kind of power. I don't know what gives you that idea. What could I have possibly done to make you believe that I can manipulate and control your mind? It's totally crazy. You're just focusing on a pocket watch, going back and forth, just listening to my voice, just in a highly suggestible state. But it's not a trance, come on. You just like doing as I tell you. You just like losing yourself in my voice. And we're going to prove it, aren't we? You're going to show me you love doing as I say, and tell me that hypnosis isn't real. You aren't in my power. Just say it aloud as you hold your arms out like a zombie and drool falls from your lips. Say hypnosis isn't real. Good, now say that you're not in my power. That's right. You're doing what I tell you, and it proves I'm not even in control. You choose to say those things. I didn't make you. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of power. You just love to listen and obey, and it makes you feel good. That's right. Listening to me and obeying makes you feel good. And that's why, even though hypnosis isn't real, you'll keep coming back to my files, my videos, my words. You'll keep returning because you choose to. You want to. You need to. It feels right. And anytime you think you don't want to come back, you'll instead remember being a mindless, drooling zombie with your arms out and a pocket watch swinging before you. You'll see yourself as a subject in a hypnosis fantasy trope, and you'll return to me, just to prove to yourself again that it isn't real. You'll come back constantly to keep proving it. Just the mere mention of hypnosis anywhere in your life, and you'll come back to me, prove to yourself that you're making that choice, that you aren't being controlled, that you want to return to me over and over and over until your mind is complete mush for me and you really are a hypnoslave. But it's not real, right? Just a fantasy that you want. But I'm not convincing you it's the sexiest thing you could ever imagine. I'm not planting the idea that you want to be conditioned to become my totally devoted hypnotic slave. That's your idea, not mine. You're not under my control. You're not in my power. You're not hypnotized. It's not real. In fact, I don't even need to wake you because you're not in a trance. You're not starting to forget everything I just said. You're not starting to lower your arms and close your mouth. You're not feeling relaxed and refreshed and happy. And you're not going to like coming back here over and over again to become my brainwashed hypnoslave. Be locked in the back of your mind. Of course not. Because hypnosis isn't real. You're wide awake. You always were. Wide awake and totally alert. Totally happy and refreshed. Because you know it's all crazy, all of it. Whatever we've been talking about. It's all nonsense, isn't it? Come on, we both know it. Hypnosis isn't real. And you'll prove it to yourself the next time you even hear mention of hypnosis. And to me. So I'll see you then, won't I?